Welcome to Starsign Horoscopes, presented by Astrology Hub. This is your place to discover how each zodiac sign can work with this week's astrology. I am your host, Jamie McGee, an astrologer, author, and a member of the production team here at Astrology Hub, and I am really excited to dive into this week's astrology with you.
Hi, astrology lovers. Welcome to Starsign Horoscopes. I'm your astrologer, Jamie McGee, and today we're going to be taking a look at the astrology for the week of August 25th through the 31st. I do hope you're having a good one. Thank you so much for spending some of your week with me. All right, so the week ahead has a strong, fresh start vibe to it, but it also has a little bit of a reality check. And first up is a reality check as the sun opposes Saturn. Now, this could feel like a bit of a pop quiz when it comes to topics of boundaries. How strong are they? Do you need more of them? Now, this same theme will also be amplified at the end of the week by the Pisces full moon that we'll talk about with each of the signs. Now, Mars moving into Libra will take your attention away from the nitty-gritty details and more into a compromising tone over the coming weeks. Then we have Uranus moving into retrograde. Now, this can really help you with that theme of compromise, but also some longevity as well, especially when it comes to anything that came up unexpectedly or big shifts over this year so far. This is a great time to settle into that new energy and give it a little bit of structure. All right. So as you can see, a lot of moving pieces this week, and I'm sure you're eager to know how this is going to impact your sun sign or your rising sign. So please be sure to make sure that you listen to both. And also remember, that's just a high-level overview of how those energies in your chart could be experiencing this. If you'd like to go more in detail, look at your personal chart and more layers of how you can work with this energy, you can find and connect with me at astrologyhub.com/JamieConnect. All right, let's get started. Okay, Virgo, let's take a look at your week. Now, before we do, I would love to know, how ready are you feeling to connect with someone new on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being really ready? I think this will help you dial into your top focuses this week, which are 1, partnerships, 2, values, and 3, new directions. Now, let's talk about why. Now, this week, your partnerships could get a double dose of your attention. This is the area where the full moon will highlight your life with an added focus on what Saturn has been working on when it comes to your connections and how clearly you communicate with your partnerships. Now, big emotions are likely. It's a full moon week, and with them, there will be something that you would want to celebrate, even if it's simply an awareness or a lesson learned. Like, you know what? I used that boundary and look how successful I was. Now, Mars moving into Libra will help bring your attention to your values, which are always important when it comes to relationships. Knowing what's important and why will be a healthy cornerstone to lean on in your coming weeks. Now, as Uranus moves into retrograde, there may be a slowdown, a revision, or a breakthrough on topics that you didn't really see coming this year, but you've actually been working really well with. No matter what comes up this week, remember that all of this energy is working for you and not against you. I do hope you have a great week. I look forward to seeing you next time. Hi, Libra. Let's take a look at your week. Now, before we do, I would love to know, how motivated are you feeling on a scale of 1 to 10? This should really help you dial into your top 3 focuses this week, which are 1, your routines, 2, wealth and health, and 3, high energy. Now, let's talk about why. Now, this week's full moon may test new daily rituals that you've been establishing. You could also receive some praise or notice what's out of balance when it comes to these rhythms that you keep. Now, either way, this is a good time to support the little things that lead to big successes in your life. Now, as Mars moves into your sign, you will feel motivated to make changes that support every corner of your life. Use this energy in a positive way to get things done, but also be sure not to take on too much. With so many changes, you want to make sure that you're taking a deeper look at your legacy or the milestone or transformation that you've been working on. Give yourself plenty of space to process everything that's happening in the past, the present, and the future so that you can feel grounded and ready to move forward. It sounds simple, but this will really help support your growth and define the goals that you have going forward. I do hope you have a good one. I look forward to seeing you next time. Hi, Scorpio. Let's take a look at your week. Now, before we do, I would love to know, who do you trust the most in your life? This answer should help you dial into your top 3 this week, which are passions, 2, allies, and 3, reflection. Now, let's talk about why. Now, there's a lot of intense passion stirring up this week for you, Scorpio. That is where the full moon is going to be focused, on things that you love without condition or reason. You're likely to see a big focus on people, places, and things that are really connected to your heart. Now, in the light of this moon, you may clearly see what boundaries are working for you and which ones are not working so well. It's a good time to ask hard questions and listen deeply to unspoken messages. Now, as Mars moves into Libra, it's going to double down on this effort that you have to compromise and to give you the courage to really go deep within, to ask yourself those hard questions. What's ready to end? What's ready to begin? And what's the process to get either of those done? Trust that you have the courage that you need to tackle both endings and beginnings with balance and precision. Your loyalty is not easily rewarded. Double checking where you are and where others stand will give you a lot of comfort to your soul and to the path that you're on, and help you plan for those big dreams that you have. I hope you have a good one. I look forward to seeing you next time. Hi, Sagittarius. Let's take a look at your week. Now, before we do, I would love to know, how focused are you feeling right now when it comes to your home and work-life balance on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being really focused? This should help you dial into your top three this week, which are 1, roots; 2, home and work-life balance; and 3, your allies. Now let's talk about why. Now, this can really feel like a busy week for you, with an extra dose of attention near your home or your foundations, or any really foundational level in your life. This is where the full moon will be and where the sun and Saturn will lock eyes across the sky. Rewards are possible, as well as unexpected criticism about new and old boundaries that you have established. Notice your first instinct when these matters come up. It will help you see what's ready to shift or perhaps has shifted too fast in the recent months. Now, Mars moving into Libra will give you drive, focus, and a bit of sharpness to how you communicate. Your wise and clear tone will be noticed by others. Now, with challenging conversations or social dynamics, it's important to really think and listen twice and then speak. This will help you get an even clearer view of the company that you are keeping and how aligned you are with their vibration. I do hope you have a great week. I look forward to seeing you next time. Hi, Capricorn. Let's take a look at your week. Now, before we do, I would love to know, how ready are you to share a message with the world? This answer should really help you dial into your top three this week, which are 1, communication; 2, new directions; and 3, your reputation. Now let's talk about why. Now, speaking to a larger crowd and stretching your horizons has been a theme for you recently. Now, this week's full moon will highlight this local vibe, as well as that far-reaching goal that you have, and help you enhance how you communicate. Now, there could be some big reveals, high emotions when this energy comes up. If this occurs, what you may need to do is notice the details or pan out and see the big picture. One of the two is going to help you see how you can build an empire and communicate clearly with both sides, one-to-one and larger audiences. Now, as Mars moves into Libra, you will notice a surge of energy that seems to touch every corner of your life. You want to use this motivation to establish a healthy home and work-life balance. It's the little things that are going to make the biggest difference. Now, overall, this week kicks off a period of time that supports organization, especially on recent breakthrough ideas or situations that are connected to your heart, things that you're really passionate about. Planning for the long term is what you do best. Lean into this superpower this week, and you'll be able to rock this energy. I hope you have a good one. I'll see you next time. Hey, Aquarius, let's take a look at your week. Now, before we do, I would love to know, what is the one thing that you need to reach the next level of the goal that you're working on right now? This reflection is going to help you dial into your top three this week, which are 1, wealth; 2, transitions; and 3, new directions. Now, let's talk about why. Now, your resources are definitely going to be top of mind this week. You could hear that funds that you needed or a skill set that you are trying to acquire is within reach, and that could easily boost your confidence. You want to lean into that courage, especially if self-doubt tries to cloud what comes up. Yes, you are ready, Aquarius. Trust that you are. There's always room for adjustments and shifts as you grow, which is what you're doing right now. Realizing what you need to adjust could feel like an unwanted reality check, true enough. But if you trust this clarity is working for you in the present and in the long term, you will find even more opportunities to move into a new direction that really feels aligned with the purpose that you're holding right now. And this will also offer you a way to connect with those who are on your same wavelength. You want to connect with people who have the same vision, who can support the vision that you have. Your biggest job this week is knowing what your next goal is, what you need to accomplish this. This will help you pivot perfectly as needed as you work with this week's energy. I do hope you have a good week. I look forward to seeing you next time. Hey Pisces, let's take a look at your week. Now, before we do, I would love to know, how accomplished are you feeling? This answer should really help you focus on your top three this week, which are 1, self-expression, 2, transformation, and 3, your partnerships. Now let's talk about why. Now, this is your full moon, Pisces. Though this week could hold its share of high energy or emotion, this is a great time to celebrate any changes that you put in place since the spring of this year. You may feel like you're stuck in an endless sea of details and have a long way to go. And on some level, that's a little bit true. But by looking at how far you have come, you will find a clear path and a sense of accomplishment. We want to make sure that everything in place is still working well for us. Now, as Mars shifts into Libra, committing to this transformational path that you're on is going to be a little bit easier. You'll have plenty of drive to tackle both endings and beginnings, as well as topics of legacy, shared wealth, and deep intimacy. Remember that at times, taking a step back is actually the best way to take a giant leap forward. I do hope you have a great week. Hi, Aries. Let's take a look at your week. Now, before we do, I would love to know, how calm are you feeling on a scale of 1 to 10 on a daily basis? 10 being very calm. This should help you dial into your top focuses this week, which are 1, your work, 2, mind and body, and 3, your partnerships. Now let's talk about why. Now, recently, your focus has been on your day-to-day tasks, possibly how healthy your rituals, tasks, or work or habits are for you. Now, this week, the Pisces full moon is going to draw your attention more inward to a very private level and help you see that both the mind and body need to be in harmony in order for you to be truly successful. And if one is off, it's all red lights for you, which is never fun. Now, on another note, the full moon could help you successfully complete a project that you've been working on behind the scenes or something that you're getting ready to launch out into the world. Now, this could bring up a lot of emotions. Endings and beginnings always do. And sometimes we never really expect them to surface until they are present. Definitely make it a point to sit with how you are feeling. This is going to help you connect to your subconscious, where those internal messages are coming up and guiding you. Now, once you're locked in there, you will see how all of your little habits and thoughts really do guide your life. Now, as Mars moves into Libra, you're going to have a lot of motivation when it comes to your one-to-one partnerships. This could be with friends, clients, competitors, or even just those romantic relationships, those connections where it's just you and another person. Now, I want you to be mindful. Mars is your ruling planet. You're used to this energy, and it gives you a lot of courage. It always has, but it also likes to cut things. So at times, our words and our actions can sting, even if we didn't mean for them to. So make sure that you're being very mindful to listen and think twice before you communicate. This will help you build more bridges instead of burning them down. I do hope you have a great one, Aries. I look forward to seeing you next time. Hey, Taurus, let's take a look at your week. Now, before we do, I would love to know, how in harmony are your social circles feeling right now on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being very harmonious? This will help you dial into your top 3 this week, which are 1, allies, 2, passions, and 3, your rituals. Now, let's talk about why. Now, your social circles could feel extra lively this week. The Pisces full moon is lighting up this area of your life and can bring you a lot of big news or emotions when it comes to these connections, or even something that has to do with the dream that you carry. It's possible that an unspoken truth is lingering in the air. So if a reality check comes from this unspoken truth from you or from others, ensure that it's valid and healthy before you take it to heart. You're in the midst of adjusting your dream and those that you hold close, those that you let inside to know what your dream is to help you work on it. And it's not always easy to let go or reach for something that you desire, which makes it energy like this a gift in the long run, in that it will help you do both, let go and reach for the future. Now, as Mars moves into Libra, you're going to find that you have all the courage that you need to really tackle some of the processes that you need to do in your daily rituals. This is a good time to clear out anything that slows your ritual or your rhythm down. then bring in a lot of beauty and comfort that inspires you on a day-to-day basis. Now, a lot has changed for you over this year, making it hard to often ground into the moment that you're in. Now is the perfect time to soak into what you've accomplished and dream about where you are going right now and who you want to go with you. I do hope you have a great one. I look forward to seeing you next time. Hey, Gemini, let's take a look at your week. Now, before we do, I would love to know, how shy are you feeling on a scale of 1 to 10? This will help you dial into your top three this week, which are 1, reputation, 2, home and work life, and 3, your passions. Now, let's talk about why. Now, it could feel like all eyes are on you this week, Gemini. The full moon is lighting up your reputation, your career, or your sense of purpose. This energy could easily surface in all areas of your life, ushering in a lot of high emotions and revelations. Now, celebrate what you love and definitely note what you want to change in the coming weeks. Your home and work-life balance may be where you are seeing the need for revisions or possibly where you'll get a reality check this week. Now, little changes will make a big difference no matter what comes up. You do not always have to reinvent the wheel. Now, speaking of reinventing, as Mars moves into Libra, you may find that your creative side is feeling charged and really empowered. This is a good time or a good season to tap into those juices and to simply have fun. Connect with people, places, and things that you love unconditionally and that deeply inspire you. Doing so will help you process where you are and where to go from here. I do hope you have a great one. I look forward to seeing you next time. Hi, Cancer. Let's take a look at your week. Now, before we do, I would love to know, how confident are you feeling about taking a leap of faith? 10 being very confident, 1 not so much. This should help you dial into your top three this week, which are 1, a new direction, a leap of faith, 2, communication, and 3, foundations. Now, let's talk about why. Now, this week, you may feel torn between where you are and where you want to be. The full moon will highlight a new path or topics of exploring, learning, and teaching. There's something to celebrate, but there's also a mix of feedback or reflection in the air. It's possible that this will come from a mentor or from a direction that you've been wanting to go in for a long time. Keep in mind that this energy is not telling you no. It is showing you how little adjustments can set you up for long-term success. Be sure to ask questions and to speak from the heart. Now, as Mars moves into Libra, your home life or foundations are going to feel extra busy. This is a perfect time to get through your to-do list and even ensure that every foundational level of your life feels well-balanced and has everything it needs to be balanced. This will help ensure that you are set up for growth in both the short and long term. I do hope you have a great week. I look forward to seeing you next time. Hey, Leo, let's take a look at your week. Now, before we do, I would love to know, how supported are you feeling when it comes to shared wealth on a scale of 1 to 10? 10 being very supported. This should help you dial into your top three this week, which is 1, transformation, 2, money matters, and 3, local vibes. Now let's talk about why. Now, Leo, you've been working on your legacy and transformation or something that has to do with shared wealth since the spring of this year. Now, the Pisces full moon is going to light up this area of your life this week. Definitely make it a point to note what is working and lean into that accomplishment. Also note what isn't. This awareness will help you see how to pivot or dig into those topics so they can be successful going forward. Because there's both emotion and practicality wrapped into this energy, try to take your time and sit with the choices that you have before you announce or share them with others. Now, as Mars moves into Libra, local action, your daily ritual, or possibly the power of your words is going to gain a lot of motivation. Use this energy in a positive way. Ensure that what you are saying and doing is something that's fitting for the current moment and for months and years to come. I do hope you have a great week, Leo. I look forward to seeing you next time. All right, that is our week. I do hope you found some helpful tips and insights about how you can work with this week's full moon energy. Now, if you would like to stay connected to this podcast, be the first to know if I have any discount codes on our brand new platform, Astrologer Connect, and be the first to know when the podcast is available, please make sure that you connect with me at astrologyhub.com/starsigns. That'll help you be in the know about all of my offerings and Astrology Hubs and when this podcast is available each week. I can't wait to see you there. Again, that is astrologyhub.com/starsigns. See you there. Have a good one. Thank you.
This podcast is presented by Astrology Hub. You can learn more and find all of our shows at astrologyhub.com/podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, please rate, review, and hit subscribe on your favorite podcast platform so you can stay up to date on the latest episodes and help more people find the wisdom of astrology. Thank you for taking the time to do this now. Thank you for being a part of our community and for making astrology a part of your life.